Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers in the lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours. We'll see lows around 53. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies will continue with showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs at 73. Tomorrow night, rain showers, then rain and snow overnight. We'll see temperatures at 19 degrees. Right now, it's 46.
Wednesday, Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Rick Everett. Governor Laura Kelly closed Kansas public and private K through 12 schools for the rest of the spring semester, moving teaching to online throughout the state to try and lessen the spread of the coronavirus. Her move yesterday moves teaching online throughout the state to try to lessen the spread of the coronavirus. In a related story, Kansas legislators wrapped up work on three measures responding to the virus. They also tried yesterday to resolve differences over the next state budget and plan for funding transportation projects. Lawmakers also approved a bill that would give jobless workers an additional 10 weeks of unemployment benefits and another measure aimed at making it easier for the state to waive its requirements for how many hours of in-person instruction public schools must provide. And one person died yesterday in a small aircraft crash in Rush County, the deceased 58-year-old pilot from Florida. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Law enforcement authorities investigating a suspect on drug charges after a traffic stop. Yesterday, authorities say just after 9 o'clock yesterday morning, deputies made a traffic stop on I-70 near Wanamaker Road in Topeka. Through the investigation, deputies found and seized 176 pounds of marijuana. The drugs had an approximate street value of $225,000. The Hutchinson Post reports that 26-year-old Keith Hackworth of Columbus, Ohio, was arrested. He's being held on requested charges of possession of marijuana with intent to sell. With the governor closing Kansas schools yesterday, a 25-member task force comprised of many of the state's top educators in Kansas continues working to develop plans for continuous learning. The task force expected to deliver their recommendations to the Kansas Commissioner of Education by this evening. I'm Rick Everett, and that's Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Have a good Wednesday.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Wednesday, Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett. A doctor who worked at a hospital south of Omaha over the weekend has tested positive for the coronavirus. Hospital spokesman Taylor Wilson says the doctor saw patients at Bellevue Medical Center and then developed symptoms. Wilson says the hospital employees and the nine patients who had contact with the doctor have been notified. Officials now say eight Nebraska residents who were on a cruise ship forced to idle off the California coast because of the coronavirus have returned to the state and will isolate themselves for 14 days. The Nebraska residents were among those taken for quarantine at a California military facility after the ship docked on the 9th of March. And it's coming, that winter storm expected to blast the Nebraska panhandle. The National Weather Service said in a blizzard warning issued yesterday, the storm likely to hit the area tonight. I'm Rick Averett, wishing you a good Wednesday from the Mid-America Network.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Coronavirus and precautions in spreading the virus continue to dominate people's lives in dramatic ways as social distancing is a new flash word. Students and parents alike were stunned with Governor Laura Kelly's announcement late Tuesday afternoon that classes would be suspended for the rest of a school year for all public and private schools. Kansas is the first state in the nation to take such drastic measures. Districts are scrambling to provide student food distribution and will now tackle the task of developing potential online or distance learning methods. As of Tuesday at noon, Marshall County still has no confirmed positive cases of coronavirus present in our community. While no positive cases have been identified at this time, the COVID-19 Community Task Force is jointly taking action toward prevention and planning and preparing for inevitably treating this aggressive infectious disease. Patient screening and testing is available at Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville through the primary care clinics and emergency department. People who have identified possible symptoms of COVID-19, dry cough, fever, and travel to a known hotspot or direct exposure to a patient with confirmed COVID-19 are asked to call the clinics or the emergency room prior to coming in. After notifying staff of possible symptoms, they will be screened over the phone and determined if they need to be seen in person for testing. Most patients, even if they test positive, will be able to recover in isolation at home. However, severe cases with additional complications will need to be treated further. Testing right now is under the direction of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said Ermal Hoyer, Director of Infection Prevention at CMH. Starting this week, private labs will supposedly also be allowed to process testing, and doctors may use that avenue in the future after they receive additional testing supplies. We've sent two tests to the state for testing. One was tested for COVID-19 and is still pending results. The other was determined not to meet the criteria necessary for testing, Hoyer said. Any results that are tested by the state will be given first to public health officials, the Marshall County Health Department, then communicated to the patient, hospital, and community. While no positive cases have been identified, this is a highly contagious disease with no available treatment, said Hoyer. Marshall County communities are asking individuals, businesses, and organizations to take all available precautions. While healthy people may experience mild symptoms or even be asymptomatic, people who are immunocompromised, have pre-existing health conditions, or are older with more fragile health will be most severely impacted. Worldwide, it's been proven if the infection is not contained, there will be shortages of personal protection equipment for healthcare workers, hospital beds, or intensive care unit space, ventilators, and treatments available for those affected. The best possible thing we can do as a community is make every effort to slow the spread of the disease, to allow our healthcare systems to be able to handle this epidemic, said Sue Rhodes, County Public Health Nurse and Marshall County Health Department Director. Common sense directions are in place as far as washing your hands, staying home if you're sick, practice social distancing, avoid touching eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands, and etc. This is a community effort toward keeping ourselves healthy, and you are a part of our community. Rhodes said, "We appreciate how seriously most of the area is taking precautions." While area businesses and service providers scale back operations or limit access, Marshall County offices will remain open but could close if COVID-19 is detected locally. During the ongoing period of coronavirus pandemic, Marshall County reminds conducting only necessary county business this time. They recommend social distancing. County offices in Marysville and the Marshall County landfill will remain open to the public for the time being. This may be reevaluated if any cases are reported in Marshall County. They encourage people to avoid in-person contact if at all possible. Call county business offices during regular hours to determine if your business can be conducted over the phone. We have had a list of changes, cancellations, and postponements. That list will likely continue to grow in coming days. In Washington County, similar precautions and measures are being taken. While there are no local official positive confirmations of COVID-19, Washington County Emergency Management advises there are individuals who have chosen to self-quarantine or been advised by a physician to quarantine at home for 14 days. But again, there are no confirmed cases of the coronavirus in our listening area at this point. Thelma Jean Spinagle, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Private family service will be held, burial in the Enosdale Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Thelma Spinagle. Judy Martin, age 76, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Private service will be held with a private rosary, burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Judy Martin. Everett A. Jordan, age 2, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Everett Jordan is the son of Skylar and Jesse Jordan. Private family service is planned Saturday at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Visitation Friday, 3 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Everett Jordan. Dr. Jerry Doc Just Jr., age 80, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Worry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Doc Just. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork tenders, sweet potato fries, five-way veggies and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chicken, rice pilaf, Capri Blend, whole wheat bread and tropical fruit. A reminder, the Agency on Aging will remain open. All meals will be to go and may be picked up at the front door of the Helvering Center in Marysville. If you can, call ahead before you arrive, phone 562-5522 or 562-2020.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, busy weather across the Midwest, across the northern parts of the Midwest. We're looking at a frontal boundary, bringing some snow with wintry mix across the area. Central parts of the Midwest, we have a low pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest. That's going to move slowly off towards the east over the next few days. We're seeing some showers and thunderstorms happening now, and that will continue to push off towards the east. Otherwise, in our area, expect to see cloudy skies, on and off chances of showers and thunderstorms all the way into tomorrow night before finally moving out of the area as we head into Friday. We'll see quite the warm-up ahead of this cold front, but then cooling down as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. So across the area, scattered rain, showers, cloudy skies, lower 60s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours, 53, and tomorrow we'll continue with showers and storms. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC.
46 degrees with light rain under a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. Average high temperature mid-March 56, record high on this date 80 in 2012. The average low 34, the record low is 19 in 1993. Sunset this evening 7:37, sunrise in the morning at 7:32. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 18th of March. KNDY News Time 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Tom Brady taking his game to the NFC South. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Sources tell ESPN the three-time MVP is expected to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after playing 20 years and winning 6 Super Bowl rings as a Patriot.
The idea that he was running away from something in New England is very true, but at the same time, I think he loved the idea of chasing after something new, and I think both of those things can be true.
ESPN's Jeff Darlington. Meanwhile, ESPN is reporting former Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers has agreed to a one-year, $25 million deal with the Colts. And the coronavirus outbreak hitting another NBA team. The Nets announcing yesterday that 4 players have tested positive for coronavirus, and ESPN has confirmed one of those players is Kevin Durant. Sources tell ESPN that the Lakers, who were the Nets' last opponents before the season was suspended, will be tested today. Back to NFL free agency, sources telling ESPN the Panthers have come to an agreement on a 3-year, $63 million deal with former Saints quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. This on the same day that Carolina gave former MVP Cam Newton permission to seek a trade that Newton says he did not request. ESPN's Lewis Riddick says Newton could end up in the Windy City.
There's one team, obviously, for me that comes to mind right away that needs a guy to push the guy who's their incumbent, and that's the Chicago Bears. All right, now, Matt Nagy doesn't have any history with Cam Newton, but he's a guy who automatically will make you go, okay, should we throw him into the mix as well now, along with Nick Foles and guys like Andy Dalton?
The first NHL player has tested positive for coronavirus. The Ottawa Senators saying one of its players is in isolation after receiving the positive result. They did not release his identity. And in baseball, a second member of the Yankees minor league system has tested positive as well. Yanks hurler Jay Happ.
Well, you feel for him and his teammates and the organization. You hope that could be an isolated thing, but you just don't know.
Major League Baseball teams pledging $30 million to help ballpark employees who will miss paychecks due to the virus. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Fuels Association calling on government to help the liquid fuel industries, including ethanol producers, during this time of uncertainty. Senate Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says biofuel industry leaders very nervous when he met with them recently. Grassley doesn't think there'll be much agreement in Congress, though, on helping big oil, but did note that if there was any government assistance given out, it should include ethanol. Renewable Fuel Association President Jeff Cooper said the biofuels industry employs 350,000 Americans throughout the heartland and notes that they're carefully watching the government's response to turmoil in the energy market. He said the industry is being adversely affected not only by the economic constraints caused by the coronavirus, but also by the oil price war, ongoing trade disputes, and EPA small refiner waivers. He said ethanol future prices hit a record low in recent days as the virus expected to negatively impact domestic and international fuel demand in the near term. The administration's response to the turbulence centered around crude oil producers, but Cooper says biofuel are suffering as well. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announcing the agency beginning to collaborate to deliver food to a number of rural schools that are closed around the country. USDA partnering with Baylor Collaborative on Hunger and Poverty, McLean Global, PepsiCo, and several other partners to deliver nearly 1 million meals to students in rural schools shut down by the COVID-19. He said feeding children who are affected by school closures is a top priority for USDA, working with the private sector partners, delivering boxes of food to children in rural America who are affected by the school closures. He said the agency and local providers utilizing a range of innovative feeding programs to ensure that children are practicing social distancing while still receiving healthy and nutritious foods. Purdue said USDA has already taken action to ensure children are fed in the event of a school closing and will continue to waive restrictions and expand flexibilities across its programs. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers from AgView.net.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, the volatile week will continue through the ag commodities and the stock markets as the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ are all set to drop a near 3.5% this morning. With that, the ag commodities are mostly mixed through the overnight round of trading, but real quick, we'll recap how yesterday finished up as corn was double digits in the nearby contract in the red, but the beans were mixed on a small bout. As was the wheat complex, finishing mostly mixed, but cotton was mostly lower yesterday. However, it was a great day for the livestock as live cattle futures were limit higher on the turnaround Tuesday. Feeder cattle futures finished the session with $1.87 to $5.05 gains as, again, the volatility continues. The feeder cattle index was at 124 after a 67-cent reduction. Wholesale box beef prices rose by the second-largest daily change ever. Choice boxes were $15.57 higher, and select boxes were $12.61 up in the green. Spread widened by 10.61. Hogs at the end of the day also did finish with gains. Looking at this morning's numbers, again, mostly mixed, especially through the grains. Corn is still down at 338 a bushel. That's down 6 through the overnight round. Kansas City wheat right now is slightly higher. May is up 7.5 at 439 3/4. Soybeans also seeing some significant gains this morning. May beans up 8.5 at 832 3/4. The meal sharply higher, but soybean oil down 8 points at 25.16. And the cotton complex also down 57 at 57.35. The energy market is mostly down. However, unleaded gas is up a penny at 72 cents a gallon. Crude oil still down $1.57 a barrel at 25.38. Heating oil drops a penny at 102, and natural gas is down at 166. Gold and silver are still trending downwards. However, March silver is 33 cents in the green at 12.80. Gold right now down $20 an ounce at 15.06.80. Sam Speck with your latest market update on the Mid-America Ag Network. Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buy made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course, keeping the family farm in the family. Estate planning after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Dr. Ron Hansen is with us again today talking about estate planning, succession planning. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. He's been preaching about the need for estate planning for a long time. And he says children involved in these conversations about estate planning need to keep one thing in mind.
You know, I always told my students at the University of Nebraska when I was teaching before I retired, you know, that's not your farm. That's mom and dad's farm. That's not your estate. It's your parents' estate. And those parents have every right to do with their farm, their estate, as they choose. And one of the things that you have to be really careful of today, particularly these farms are extremely valuable in terms of what they are now worth today in the market. And so if I'm the farming child that has to buy out maybe some of the other siblings to help settle that farm estate, who determines the price, the terms, when and how will that be accomplished? And that's the real challenge that I always share with farm audiences. Has any of this even been discussed and worked out in a plan in place?
Well, that can get and has gotten messy, leading to family breakups.
Yeah. And, you know, all it takes is one of those children in that family. If mom and dad have not done anything and have not put an estate plan in place and had it discussed with all the children to everyone understood their wishes, I always tell parents, if you don't tell your children the plans for your farm, for your estate, for your inheritance, who will? Some attorney who's never been on the farm, some attorney who's never met the family. You got to take the opportunity now. And it's, if you just sit back and do nothing and expect the children just to work it out themselves, all it takes is one of those children or even the in-laws get into it. You know what this farm is worth, what we could sell this for. I hear that all the time. And if somebody forces a sale, you see farms that get divided, split up, parceled off, and sometimes even sold. And that family legacy, that family heritage now ends. And once you lose a farm, you very seldom ever get it back. And that's the real sadness and tragedy of these situations when families fail to plan.
Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March 18th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. Klein Cattle Company will be offering 12 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service. Also offered will be an 18-month and 2-year-old Hereford bull. First calf heifers include 85 fancy calf-fed vaccinated Angus. First calf heifers, they'll have January, February Angus sire calves by sign. There'll be 19 choice reputation red Angus calf-fed vaccinated first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old red Angus calves. We'll have 63 home-raised big Sim-Angus fall calving first calf heifers. They'll have big August, September Sim-Angus calves by side. The heifers have been exposed back to Sim-Angus bulls since late November. Also offered will be over 100 black and black-white faced cows. They'll be 4 years older. They'll have 30-day-old calves by side, plus 30 registered and commercial Angus and Sim-Angus replacement heifers to consign cows. Or for more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, March 18th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY. Light rain showers overnight, 46 degrees with a light southeast wind this morning. Seasonal highs, middle 50s on tap today.
Wednesday, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett. Tom Brady says he's leaving the New England Patriots after 20 seasons, 6 Super Bowls, and 3 MVPs. Brady becomes a free agent this afternoon when he already could have an agreement in place with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady's representatives were in serious negotiations with the Bucs yesterday. Patriots owner Robert Kraft told ESPN, "It's not the way I want it to end, but I want him to do what's best in his personal interest." Meanwhile, the Indianapolis Colts and longtime L.A. Chargers star quarterback Philip Rivers have worked out a 1-year contract. That's according to people who spoke to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the deal cannot be officially announced until today. General manager Chris Ballard adds an 8-time Pro Bowl quarterback to the roster less than 24 hours after acquiring Pro Bowl defensive tackle DeForest Buckner in a trade with San Francisco. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you miss your favorite team's game on KNDY? Or did you listen and just want to hear it again?
Youngerberg pass over to Haynes. Down to Jackson for 3 on the wing. And it's good for Jackson O'Toole. His second 3-pointer of the ball game.
Well, you can.
Dolly Dallas will inbound it to Aiden Gerster. Gerster on the right wing. Goes up top. Schreiner up to Stoll for 3. Good.
KNDY prides itself in bringing you area high school action all season long and beyond. Head to KNDYradio.com and click on the sports tab and listen or re-listen to the broadcast archives.
Stahlbomber, top of the key to Tiana Losey. Losey for 3. It's good for Tiana Losey's third tray.
KNDY Sports. Never miss it.
Cross court pass to Stevenson. To Emma Youngerberg underneath to Maddie Vermin. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Youngerberg. She'll kick it out to Emma Turner for 3.
Ancient cultures didn't have optometrists. They used a star-filled sky for their eye exams. We will share a test you can take for yourself on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 18th, the 78th day of the year. TV host Mike Rowe shares a birthday with country singer Charlie Pride, and Schick introduced the first electric shaver on this day in 1931. If you wanted to be an elite warrior in an ancient Arabian desert tribe, you had to have excellent eyesight. The test was a simple one. You can try it yourself tonight. Look high in the sky and find the Big Dipper. The second star from the end of the handle is actually a double star. If it appears as two individual points of light rather than a fuzzy blob, you pass the test. Those stars, by the way, are Mizar and Alcor, and they're merely an optical double star because they're actually light years apart. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Leave my t-shirt in the hall like a knee.